we had a meeting, but not with the mediator. So after that meeting, basically they agreed on two things, that SADC will support them in ensuring that there's security and peace in the country, as they had indicated, but also they will appoint a facilitator which will enable them to make sure that they implement the Windhoek Declaration and basically to remove the prorogation of parliament. That is what was agreed by the coalition leaders under the chairmanship of the chair of the organ. And as we speak, the leaders, all of them, are already in the Kingdom of Lesotho. And the situation in terms of the security situation is normalizing, is calm. So we believe now after here, as it was agreed, according to the agreed time frames, which they have to agree internally.
What do you think are the prospects of this agreement that all the parties appear to embrace that is heavily supported by SADC?
Our expectations and belief is that they are going to adhere to what they have agreed to. And that being the case, we believe that the political situation in the country is going to be normalized. And once that has taken place, obviously the security situation also is going to be normal. And as SADC, Lesotho is our member state. We are there and we are ready to support the kingdom to make sure that all the challenges are addressed in an amicable manner. In a peaceful manner.
In what segment, if I may ask, will SADC support this effort of them embracing this agreement and implementing it to ensure that they don't deviate from it and create another political crisis? How will SADC support them in this directive?
That is why we have agreed with them, because, you know, for anything to happen, the parties, concerned parties, they should be a part of it and they should be committed to it and they should on it. So this is an agreement among themselves, the three coalition leaders. Our role now is to have that facilitator who is going to enable them or take them through to ensure that what has been agreed upon is implemented. So obviously there are challenges. So the role of the facilitator is to enable them, address the challenges and make sure that now they come back to normal. To normas in terms of democracy, to normas in terms of the rule of law.
Is the facilitator still going to be President Zuma or somebody else?
There are names which have been suggested, but I cannot let you know which one now is going to be the facilitator. But this facilitator must be a high-profile person who can deal with these high-profile leaders.